and differ in referring to common names that you knew as a child for different parts of the body. Any variation from what you would say today, I'd appreciate it if you could recall.
Let's see.
If I may just point to different parts.
Yeah.
This part you...
It's your head, your forehead.
This...
Is your hair.
And this...
Is your
grown.
Beard.
If I had...
Mustache.
Okay. And you'd say, this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
Facing you is my right one.
All right, and this
my,
is...
My left one.
And this part...
Is my mouth.
Did you ever have a name? Or what's this part?
That's your neck.
And just this part to the neck?
That's your... You're talking about your apple, Adam's apple?
All right, or if you have, if it's very sore, you say, I have a sore.
Sore throat.
And in the old days, did you ever have a different term for that, or hear anybody?
Sore throat, it'd be...
Well, no, I mean, just the whole, as I understand it, just this section of the body from...
Tonsillitis. You'd have tonsillitis.
Did anybody ever call this section the goozle?
They called the Adam's apple the goozle, I think.
Goozle.
I think that's what they call the goozle. Yes, I've heard that expression. But as I understand it, that's Adam's apple.
I didn't know that. That's just the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
No one would ever say, I have a sore goozle. Like
no,
I see.
The goozle's Adam's apple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this would be one...
That's your tooth.
Yes, and this would be just one of the, I think you started to say it.
Eye teeth.
Uh-huh. And this part under the teeth?
It's your gum.
And this part of the hand?
Palm.
And I have one.
Fist.
But two.
Fist.
And this.
The wrist.
And you described the wrist as one of the what of the body? Where you get arthritis?
And joint.
Mm-hmm. And this part of a male?
Chest.
And one entire?
Hand.
But two?
Hands.
And one, this whole thing?
It's your leg.
And one
foot,
but two
feet.
Now, when you were a girl, would you, if you were answering this question when you were a girl, would you have said leg, or would you have used a different expression?
No, I would have said leg.
Would you?
Why does somebody else have?
Someone has suggested that the word leg was never used, that you'd say limb instead of leg.
Well, I'm sorry, I used to say leg.
Well,
but I have, some of them do say limbs.
I have done a lot of interviewing in South Georgia, and I picked up some of these words, expressions from there.
Uh-huh.
So it may not be true.
I don't believe it was true around here. I believe they'd say skinny legs. I know they'd say legs instead of limbs. They wouldn't have said limbs.